Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This update is sponsored by Indeed.com. Starting off with baseball, where the Marlins beat the Rangers 4-0. Giancarlo Stanton homered twice, which ties him with Aaron Judge for the league lead at 32. Miami will play game two of their three-game series with the Rangers tonight, with the first pitch from Arlington set for 8:05. In NBA news, the Cleveland Cavaliers signed former MVP Derrick Rose yesterday. Rose's deal is for 1 year at $2.1 million. And in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins will open up training camp in Davie in just 2 days. Thursday's practice begins at 8:20 a.m. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
From the Ed Morse Sawgrass Cadillac Studios. Ed Morse is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Stanton drives one, left field deep, up and gone. A two-run shot.
That is that lane we talked about. The Cincinnati series, that inner third.
Stan drives it right field. Back goes Chu, looking up, and it's gone.
Where Jonathan Lucroy sets up. It misses just a little bit out. But again, this is not about extension, it's about rotation.
Well, that's a good way to start your morning. Couple more bombs from Giancarlo Stanton last night. Now has 32 home runs. Tied for the major league lead and in real good shape right now as he continues to put up crazy, crazy numbers with the Judge in New York. And it's amazing. Everybody's been making a big deal about what Judge has done, which is amazing for a young player. But you got Stanton playing down here where baseball is almost dead. And he's got 32 home runs all of a sudden on pace for 50 plus. If he keeps this up, there's still 65 games or so left in the season, and he's doing it about every third game now, hitting a home run. So he is he's really on record pace here for a member to shatter Gary Sheffield's record, who, by the way, I was surprised to find out actually Stanton doesn't have the record in a season for home runs. It belongs to a guy that used to be here years and
the
years
chef.
Ago. Yeah. The chef meister. So anyway, that's kind of how it starts. And Stanton doing it, and of course, nobody's talking about it, and I get it. It's 45 and 52 on the season. They get a 4-0 win over the Rangers last night. But it did get me to the old, just thinking about this, Zach, before we get into all the drama going on in Cleveland, which, by the way, you talk about an ugly divorce. Now, I'm familiar with ugly divorces, but this one between two really good players looks like it's getting worse and worse. We're not hearing directly from either party.
No.
But unnamed sources in both camps are doing a lot of talking right now. And we know LeBron. We're familiar with LeBron's guys.
Of course.
They leak it. They got certain guys they like to leak to.
Maverick Carter, Rich Paul, they leak it to Windhorst. They leak it to other guys, and they have
Stephen
it out
a
there.
Gets
Stephen
it.
A gets it. Yep.
I'd like to kick his ass. LeBron's hurt.
That's great audio. We'll hear that at some point during the show today.
So anyway, you got all that and how this thing is headed for anybody who thought, well, LeBron will reach out. And, hey, Kyrie, how do we fix this? Man, I'm sorry you felt this way.
It's over.
And it just looks like, no, cheating's been done. We can't be fixed.
Well, we talk
We've
about
got problems.
Well, you talk about LeBron's camp, and you talk about Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, the Stephen A. Smith, Windhorst stuff. And I just realized last night, or heard it last night, that Kyrie Irving's like mentor, guy that he speaks to a lot about stuff, is Kobe Bryant. Now think about Kobe Bryant and Shaq and that whole thing that happened, and one of the biggest breakups we've seen between two superstars in the NBA in the last 25 years, in the middle of a kind of dynasty going on in L.A. also, where they've won a couple titles.
Yeah.
They did.
It's basically close. I mean, it's not Shaq and Kobe. You're talking about two of the best ever, and Kyrie is great, but he's not one of the best ever. But right now in the NBA, this is about as big as a split up as you could possibly think of, especially when this big three was put together and he went back to Cleveland, LeBron. But this is crazy what's going
Dominating on. Dominating the East Act the way they are right now, it's been crazy. Getting back, though, to this number that Stanton's at right now, 32 home runs on the season, obviously on the team, although they got a great pitching performance last night. But overall, it's really been a struggle, the pitching. I've got some numbers from guys that have had some starts and that are no longer on the big team right now, including one of their guys, Tom Kohler, who just got sent down for a second time. His ERA is almost 8. Which is
not
almost
great. No.
Well, I mean, you're a veteran pitcher and you're at 8. You're lucky anybody lets you go down and work on stuff.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're out of baseball.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. So anyway, the other one was the sexiest stat in sports that I wanted to bring up to you here first thing in the morning. For me, the king of stats has always been the home run. Now, I'm growing up during a time when when I was a kid, baseball was number one, and it wasn't even close. Baseball was king. The baseball cards.
America's pastime.
Yeah, baseball summer, baseball home run derby as a kid, going to games and driving 2 hours to watch Willie and Willie, McCovey and Mays. And it was just that's kind of how everything started for me in sports and everything. So, you know, and always looking to see the stat sheet and Willie hit 2 and the other Willie hit 1 and one guy's got, you know, he's third in baseball and home runs. The other guy's, you know, and just going back and forth and having fun is kind of my first memory of sports. So it's always been number one for me. But I understand that was a long time ago, and some sports have passed baseball by. So let me ask you, is this still the sexiest stat out there, the home run? Because first thing this morning, you were like,
I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I came right out and went, yeah, home run's always been
big. You threw it out there, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, let me go to the four major sports real quickly, and let me see quick in my head. Hockey, nothing in there. Goals, maybe in hockey, but that's not a sexy overall.
Not sexy.
It's the sexiest in that sport, but it's not a sexy overall. Football, I would say the touchdown, you know, at one point, or the sack. I think it's the passing touchdown because you see a quarterback and they're the biggest commodity in the NFL. So you have a guy who throws 40, 50 touchdowns, he's the talk of your team. And the only other stat in football I might put up there is the sack count. Because if you have a guy who has double digit, you know, 20 sacks, something like that, he's normally in the MVP conversation, defensive player of the year.
So you think sacks are ahead of quarterback touchdowns?
I think it's close.
Or even reception touchdowns or even rushing yards?
Yeah, I do. I think the rushing yard thing
I've always thought it was fourth as far as sexy stats. Now, listen, there's a bunch of guys, defensive guys, that sacks are the
– No, of course.
They don't want to hear about, you got 3 pressures last game. Like, pressures?
I think rushing
yards –
It's
like a minor league stat. I want sacks, man.
Well, of course. I think when you brought rushing yards, I think of the fact that, rushing yards used to be the thing when Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith were in the league.
Well, 2,000 yards. Can a guy get 2,000 yards? We've only
had
a handful
times,
of guys.
How many running backs in the league right now are the number one running backs of their team that have a chance to run for 2,000 at the end of the season?
No, we may never see it again.
That's the only reason why I say that.
It's kind of now it's 2,000 yards for a running back, 2,000 total yards catching and running the football. But I don't know. I kind of was just thinking about it. Quarterback touchdowns, I guess, is a little bit ahead. And for me, I mean, it's certain numbers you want to get. And you look at the 4 or 5 guys we seem to talk about now for the last decade or more. Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is quietly just a machine, too, touchdowns.
Manning before he retired.
30,
when you
40,
get up there.
50.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had some special ones with Manning and Brady going for 50-plus and what they've been able to do. So I don't know. Is that overtaking the home run as far as sexy stat?
No, because
or is home run still the king?
I still look at it. I know that baseball's not the most popular sport anymore. It's probably a third the most popular sport out of the big four right now. I still look at the fact and say, if a guy throws 50 touchdowns like Brady, that's amazing. Guy has 21 sacks in a season, that's amazing.
Oh, no, you go 20 sacks in a season.
It's amazing. Only, you're getting an MVP. You're probably getting the MVP.
How many times does it
happen? Not that many times. So
Twice.
You even get close to that, that's fine. But you see a guy who hits 50, 55 home runs, even on a bad team, which I'm basically saying the Marlins, I think that might still be the sexiest stat and the third most popular sport in the country right now.
Well, last night it became kind of a big story because Stanton hits two home runs, ties the major league lead, and they put that as one of the lead stories in sports, even though his team is now 45-52. Yep. Still got a ways to go to get back to – got to get hot to actually even get back to 500 as they're on the road taking on the Rangers. But it did get me thinking when you look at stats and what is – I thought for sure we'll probably get, is it still, is it triple doubles? Is it in basketball, which is, I think, getting really popular.
I think that's even the only popular stat in basketball right now is the triple double. Because I don't think points per game is that big anymore.
You don't? Just because so many guys score so much.
Like Russ last year, he was the talk of the NBA on not a bad team, but a mediocre team in the West.
Not a good team.
Yeah.
Come on, I don't know if mediocre. They got in the middle West. Of the playoffs.
In the West. That's why I say mediocre. I don't see mediocre overall. They're the number two seed in the East, so I understand that if they got there. But Russ's triple-doubles, James Harden's triple-doubles was the talk of the town last year in the NBA. It wasn't anyone scoring points. I think when Kobe was in the league, maybe when he got 82 in a game, that's something. Or when Mike was in the league and he was getting 40 or 50 at times, yeah. But I think triple-doubles is the hot stat in the NBA now.
I just don't know, even though baseball has lost, and not everywhere. I don't want to be fair to baseball. There's still some great baseball cities out there, 5 or 6, 7, 8 really, really strong cities right now where baseball could even have an argument and debate against football that it's really strong.
Not down here.
No, but the home run has just been when you look at some of the great players, you know, Hank Aaron. And I'm going back when you start talking about Hank Aaron. There's people getting up this morning going, Hank Aaron? The hell, Hank Aaron? Who's that? Oh, what the hell did Hank do?
You know? Willie Mays. What's a Willie Mays?
Well, Willie Mays too. You're right.
I mean, we know, but
listen, I think
ask the 22-year-old kid right now.
I think Willie's damn near in his 90s. No, yeah. I'm being Willie's, dead serious. I think Willie's in his mid to late 80s.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm going to look
it up. I understand if people don't get it, but I've always thought the home run was cool and still, you know.
86. Sorry.
Wow. Is he really?
Yep. Yeah. You're right. You're damn right.
So, anyway, and I'm guessing we'll get this morning, as we asked, that the sexiest stat right now in sports for anybody. I'm guessing home run's going to be for the older folks, and the younger folks will go
with a
basketball or a football stat.
Triple-doubles or passing touchdowns? Maybe receiving touchdowns? I mean, I just don't know. I think when you're talking about touchdowns, I go right to the quarterback with that.
No, I agree.
I'm not going to say receiving or rushing.
I would agree quarterback touchdown passes would be the second biggest stat. Either throw 4 or 5 in a game.
Yeah.
You get, you know, where
you're close to 50 on the season, 45 for the season.
Listen, we haven't had a guy down here throw 30 in a long time.
That's a great point.
Go back and look at the Dolphins last time a guy threw 30 touchdowns. I think I know who it is. I don't think anybody's thrown 30 touchdowns in a season since you know who's getting close to 60.
Wow. That's kind of scary. Scary to think of.
That's why what the guys we talked about before, they miss 4 games and throw almost 30.
Well, what did Brady have
Tom
last
Brady
year?
Tom Brady had 28 and he missed 4 games.
That's, I mean, oy, goodness.
You know,
we got a
those
guy who basically all season can't throw more than 25, 26.
Well, there's some guys on some teams that just can't find a guy that can go 30 and 10 or anyway. So, yeah, I'm guessing quarterback touchdowns would be, it could be for some people, could be number one. But the home run, chicks dig the long ball, still up there. And anyway,
I think I still have to vote that way right now.
We'll get everybody's take. It could be, hey, maybe it's receptions. Maybe it's the 100 catches. Maybe it's yards. Or maybe it's still a guy running for 2,000 yards or being a leading rusher in a season, which those numbers don't seem to be as sexy as they used to be.
No, because remember we used to talk about it with like Barry and Emmett, like, oh, it's his 12th straight 100-yard game.
That used to be big.
Yeah, 100-yard games.
Even Adrian Peterson.
1,000 yards in a season. Remember that was the goal to get to? The goal to get to in like in the 90s. Oh, wow, Emmett Smith's another fourth straight 1,000-yard rushing season. Think about Ajayi last year in 3 games had over 600 yards.
That's right.
That's 3 games.
Oh, no. He went from 0 to 60 quick.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, what he did the last 12 games last year was absolutely crazy.
I think you're on it, though.
On
home
those
runs.
Numbers.
I think home runs right now is the sexiest one.
Baseball's and it's tough saying it down here because of where baseball is.
Yep.
But Stanton is on pace to quietly put up one of the greatest stat years we've had in the history of this town in any sport.
Yep. He goes for 50, 52 home runs.
Home runs. That's up there with you-know-who again for what he did in his sport.
You're right.
We're just calling him you-know-who this morning.
He's like the horror character.
So we don't beat up his name. We're just calling you-know-who.
You-know.
You-know-who, who's probably on his way
to
a
just call him 13
Dolphins
or is that
training
give, is that
camp.
Just
we can do 13, you-know-who.
Just give it away. 13. Oh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say it anymore.
13 with his left hand threw 30 touchdowns in a season.
He threw 20 with his right and 30 with his left and kicked 7.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We did get a little spoiled, man.
A little?
No.
You said little, right?
A little. Okay. Yeah. A lot?
A lot.
A lot. Yeah. No question. Hey, we got a lot more to get to. Oh, this Kyrie Irving, LeBron James. If you like a good soap opera,
you got one.
We don't get them like this in sports very often. We don't.
No, you're right.
We get them with coaches and players. We get players on different teams talking trash to each other, but nothing like what's going on with Cleveland. We're going to have the latest, including what Stephen A. had to say. That is unbelievable on how bad it's gotten between Kyrie and LeBron and their – I guess we got to talk about camps. When the hell we never had camps.
Camps
the
and
Joe
sources.
The Joe Rose camp or the Dan Marino camp. We never had camps when I was growing up. Now we got camps. Everybody's got their gang with them.
That's right.
Or not gang. What do you call a group with a group? Camp?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could say that or you can go the Phil Jackson route and get in trouble and say posse.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
remember
not,
he I'm said – I think he actually said
let's
that.
Stay away
I think
from
Pat
that.
Riley actually even said it in the conversation the last couple of weeks. I was surprised he didn't get more heat for it. Who cares,
I think
posse
he could say it.
And get away with it.
Yeah.
I think
the other guy needs to go back to Montana and
– Yeah.
Relax a little bit.
I think camps is a safe
more
word
money.
For you. Sources or camps?
Camps.
Yeah.
We won't get in trouble there.
The LeBron camp said this.
All right. Well, listen, man, what a day. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we're just 2 days away from the start of – go ahead. Smell.
Oh,
you smell the grass and
I
you smell
do.
The football.
I do. The pigskin.
Pigskin.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the football. The pigskin. Like the pigskin's got some special smell.
It's that – it's
you
right
know
out
what
of
it
the
is?
Box.
Let me tell you what it is on the pigskin you're smelling. They spray the ball so it's a little sticky.
That stick'em. I smell that stick'em.
Oh, God, you're bad.
Radio.com. Know that LeBron was coming back to Cleveland. So Kyrie was salty from that moment. Now, it doesn't mean that they had a contentious relationship. They've talked on many occasions. According to my sources, LeBron James has tried to appease him at every turn. A matter of fact, I had sources in LeBron James' camp literally tell me, and I'm quoting Charles, if Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James right now, LeBron James would be tempted, quote, to beat his ass, end quote.
Mm.
Those are exact words because let me explain why, because I want to make sure this is in context. LeBron James' beef with Kyrie has nothing to do with Kyrie wanting to be traded. LeBron's problem, according to what I'm being told, is that LeBron is upset that Kyrie has made him a subject to be broached in regards to Kyrie's desires to move out. LeBron is like, look, you're a big-time player. You got franchise-caliber material. You want to move on to greener pastures or what you perceive to be as greener pastures. That's cool. But why is my name being raked through the coals as if I'm a difficult teammate, as if I'm some prima donna, as if I'm this, that, and the third? Why are you putting me through that when I've never done anything like that to you and I just tried to be the teammate? Now, obviously, this is coming from LeBron James' side.
How about that? Two grown-ass men making $1 zillion. And I don't know. Listen, I understand that from LeBron's side, even though I think a lot of it's true. What is LeBron going to say? Yeah, it's my security guy that does it for the team. He's one of my guys. My guy does travel with the team, and nobody else gets that. But I'm sorry, but I'm the greatest player in the game,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest players of all time, and,
yes.
and that's my deal. I get a couple extra parking spots that you probably don't get.
Correct.
I'm sorry, but again, they really needed me back. Then there's a lot of people writing yesterday. I don't know how you feel about this. This is the one I'm going back and forth on, not to be wishy-washy this morning, that all these writers are going, well, yeah, LeBron's got a right to have all that stuff. No. I mean, that there were people writing that yesterday nationally. No. Kyrie needs to understand Kyrie is not LeBron, and LeBron deserves to have a little extra if he needs a spot. He needs extra days off. If he and the team does need to check with him because he is the best player in basketball, one of the greatest players of all time. You're trying to keep him. Like, hey, Kyrie, we're not going to go to you every time. We're going to go to LeBron first and make sure LeBron's happy and his security guy's his security guy. And he's got I would see if you're a good player after a while when you got some different rules for one guy.
You get
and
a
the coach
upset.
Goes to you, yep. and coach goes to LeBron and not Kyrie. I'm just wondering how much of that you could take. Now, we're talking a unique situation because LeBron's that good. I get it. And that's why all these riders were all over. I feel like right now, I don't know if you agree, LeBron's winning the PR war here. It's a slam dunk right now over Kyrie complaining.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're
about
right
about being the number two. And people are going, Kyrie, you are the number two. LeBron is clearly, even being 7 years older, a better all-around player. Better overall. It's not even close.
Kyrie could have this beef and say all this stuff if it was him and Kevin Love on the team and Kevin Love was getting all the attention. Because he thinks he's better than Kevin Love, and I do also. But with LeBron, it's you're trying to get into a fist fight or a gunfight with a knife. Like, you just can't. Like, LeBron's the best in the world right now. Like, there's no. LeBron goes to any team and makes him a playoff contender. Kyrie goes to any team in the East and makes them better.
Right.
Of course,
that's
better.
Fair.
LeBron could go to Philly, and Philly's the best team in the East. LeBron could go to Sacramento and make Sacramento a playoff team, maybe the 8 seed, 7 seed. Kyrie can't do that. LeBron's being put in the same category as Mike. Like, Kyrie's correct. Not. Like, there's just different things you have to look at.
But let me ask you this, Zach. This how come people aren't mad at Cleveland, the owner? The owner of Cleveland's the one that signed
he's
off on all this stuff.
He's getting a hall pass.
And he by kissing so much LeBron ass,
he's made this.
Has put Kyrie in a situation where, you know, I might be if I'm not the second best option on a basketball team, I'm real close to it, and I hit the biggest shot in our championship and all this stuff. And listen, he's a hell of an offensive player, but the way you guys treat him, you start to dislike the player too. And so anyway, while all this stuff's leaked out and Kyrie complaining right off the bat, they felt all this stuff leaked out because they wanted to keep it private. Like, I want to be traded, but can we keep it private? And it got back to LeBron. And
they not think it was going to get back to LeBron, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Of course.
Come on.
Everything gets back to LeBron.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't keep anything from LeBron.
Yeah, like, how could Kyrie not think that he's went to management twice now, where this was the second time, and quietly asked for a trade? Do you not think that the GM or the owner is going to say something to LeBron's camp at least?
Well, there hadn't been a GM around for a while. That's been part of the problem.
That's true. Yeah, but not last summer there was.
No,
when he asked for the first trade.
But I think they were all aboard on the first GM. I think they like the biggest mistake maybe made in this whole thing.
Firing David Griffin.
The owner got rid of their general manager.
I agree. You're right.
But
no one in place now to take care of this.
This owner has got to be sitting back and just going, what in the hell have I done?
Well, you made a deal with the devil when you wanted LeBron to come back and win championships in Cleveland.
Well, you got it.
And you got it.
You've got all the sponsors back. You got a full arena every night.
You got a luxury tax that's crazy.
A zillion playoff games.
Yeah, I know. But you made a deal with the devil.
But he says, I want this. And you go way over to make sure he gets it. I want this. Okay. I need, LeBron, this is what we're doing. LeBron he's holding them hostage because he signs these short contracts.
Of course.
I would be really curious if he signed one of these max contracts with Cleveland and they got him by the you know what, if we'd be seeing him have all this different leverage that he has. But I got to tell you, I don't know if we've ever seen, this goes back, I don't even know if Shaq and Kobe, which was basically over a guy being lazy and didn't work hard, and, you know, who was the man a little bit.
Well, in that situation, they picked the younger guy over the older guy.
But that was a pretty legit situation. You were talking about two great players.
Yes. Well,
center and...
and shooting guard. Best shooting guard in the league, best center in the league on one team together.
And so, but this one is, this is a really, really weird one. Now you add Derrick Rose, signs a one-year, $2.1 million contract. I think he was coming no matter what.
So do I.
I don't think
he was coming
Kyrie
as a backup.
People thought, now Kyrie's on. D. Rose couldn't wait to play. Well, yeah, it looks, he realized he didn't need to do more now. But D. Rose is coming here on a one. Look at where his. You know, Derrick Rose is only 28 years old. His career, you want to talk about a career that's gone south. He got a one-year, $2.1 million contract.
You know who else got that deal?
UD's making more.
I was about to say, UD is making more than that, and this is a former MVP of this league.
D. Rose, not too many years ago, was one of the best players in the game, and now at age 28, not 33, not 34, not 35, 28, 1 year, $2.1 million contract. Now, by the way, that's still a lot of money.
But, yeah, but not in
but
the
not
NBA.
In today's NBA.
Joe, there's guys making $40 million a year. $2 million a year?
So that's where D. Rose is. And by the way, D. Rose just got to be going, can I stay healthy for 60 to 70 games?
That's it. And then I can maybe get a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere.
Get something else. But anyway, that is a weird, weird one going on with Kyrie Irving and LeBron. And by the way, it seems to be a lot of camp talk now and agent talk, and it's gotten real, real ugly. There is no way, as of right now, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James could be in the same gym.
No chance.
Practice court.
No chance they're both on the Cavs
to even talk. I just, zero chance. I think it's gotten so bad now. They got to get in. There are already rumors they're putting together. They think they're going to get a great package for Kyrie Irving of really good players that LeBron will be real happy with. Because it always goes back to LeBron because they're still trying to sign LeBron and keep that Ohio blood in him.
Right, listen.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
LeBron, I think, is bolting anyway. Happy. I think LeBron's gone from Cleveland in a year or two anyway. I don't think he stays there for the long term. Especially if Kyrie leaves and they don't get a superstar back in return, but they get a bunch of good players.
I don't know if LeBron wants Kyrie now.
I don't think so either. I think he wants him out.
Screw you, man. I'm playing with or without you.
You don't want here. You don't want to be here. Get out.
Tired of you complaining and moaning and groaning. Look at Kevin. He doesn't say anything, and he's a third option. Look at Kevin Love standing out there 30 feet. Look at him.
Kevin Love's counting his money.
Yeah.
No, the Brinks truck is delivering that check every week.
He's doing just fine, isn't he? Hey, we got to take a break. We got more good news, though. I don't want to be just Debbie Downer here.
No, you're not Debbie Downer when you talk about the Cavs
soap
situation.
Opera and stuff.
Oh, I love
the whole soap opera
stuff. Oh, Cavs stink now. I love it.
Max Preps came out with its high school football teams.
Ooh.
And we got some nationally ranked teams. We're going to get you caught up with the first one. There's more coming. But for high school football, there you go, man.
High school what?
High school football. So now you're smelling the grass again?
I do.
Their grass is usually not as good, but
No. I'm smelling my old high school Nova's grass.
You smell the Nova grass?
Needs to be cut. A couple weeds on the side. We'll get rid of those soon. Football season starting soon. I'm good with that.
All right, man. You are too much.
It's not like that St. Thomas field. Woo. Pristine.
Oh, no, that's St. Thomas.
Look, JT's cutting the grass right now.
They don't have to cut their grass.
No?
No.
Turf?
Yeah.
Just turf.
Just so you know.
That's some fresh turf.
They just clean it time to time. I don't know how the hell they clean it, but they clean it. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. So we're just 2 days away from the start of football camp, and we will be live in Davie for the next couple of days. And by the way, we're kicking everything off first thing Thursday morning.
That's right.
With Adam Gase, who will join us.
All right,
we'll
I like
jump
that.
In with the Gase Meister.
Nice.
Get in there early with the coach.
Good pull by you there.
I think they did that for me.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just me.
You can take credit for it. Why not?
But he'll come out and join us, talk about everything with his football team, and there are going to be a lot of stuff. We have Omar on a little bit later, the Camp Watch. We'll hear from him, and Camp Watch on Thursday. And
How's camp?
That's right. It's a couple of starting guards. Mike Pouncey's backup. Third defensive tackle. Do we have a third defensive tackle? 4 and 5 wide receivers. Can Jakeem Grant hold on to the punts? And Jarvis Landry is going to continue to be a hot topic.
Of course he is.
Because he's kind of made it clear he has not had any offers from the Miami Dolphins.
You surprised by that?
Yeah. I thought they'd throw something out there, but just reading different things, and I haven't talked to anybody about this, but they don't want to make an embarrassing offer, where he thinks it's a slap in the face and he's
just
offended.
Doesn't want to talk till the end of the season.
And I'm guessing, listen, he wants to get paid. I can see the pluses and minuses of where he fits and where I think he fits in the slot for where he should be paid. I don't think he should get Antonio Brown money.
No, I agree with that.
Or Julio Jones money. I don't think he should be there.
He's not a top five wide receiver in the league.
No. But he's a
tier one guy. I think.
Those guys, two things. You got to get touchdowns. You got to put up numbers. You do all around and break some long ones and stuff. And at the same time, I think his leadership and what he does for this team and his importance to the offense and his popularity, I think all those things are really important. And I put him up there with any guys in the league. I do put him up with some of those numbers because he's taking a leadership on this team like he's a linebacker or a lineman.
He's an energy guy.
He is a tough son of a gun. So I see it. But, man, when you go back and forth, when agents get together with front office and they're going, hey, here's what we want, and they're reaching out for huge money, and you're going, well, he only had 4 touchdowns, yards per catch, and then you're like, it gets negative, and then the client calls, and Jarvis says, what'd they say? And the agent tells them. Then you got a guy salty at practice the next day and not understanding that it's part of negotiation. So I think teams got to be real careful with it because, you know, here's my problem is what's going to happen if he's playing really well or he has a bad game, and I'm just afraid he's going to explode. He's going to, you know.
Yeah, come out to the media and say something stupid.
Show me the money like, you know, if this wasn't going on and, you know, it's a I don't know.
He has an early game in the season where he has, you know, 12 catches, 3 touchdowns, and he comes out to the press afterwards. Or he has a game where he has 11 targets, 2 catches, 4 drops, no touchdowns. Yeah.
Or what happens if the other guys are getting more footballs. And
Kenny Stills has 7 catches in the game. He only has 2, something like that.
The problem is, the guy that could get a lot more targets
Devontae
this year
Parker.
Is Devontae Parker
and
his upside of what he can do. So, I think it's a little tricky what's going on with the Dolphins right now, although Jarvis Landry, he was on ESPN the other day, was really, really cool with everything, the way he handled it.
Oh, he's playing it right. He's playing the whole situation right.
I was here. I'm not holding out. And he's under contract. I mean, he's under contract. But so I don't know what the number is. I know there have been a lot of articles, but it is going to be a topic that the Miami Dolphins are going to have to deal with, and the front office is going to have to deal with, head coach is going to have to deal with, and all that stuff with Jarvis Landry as they get set on this team. Because outside of that, they've gotten everything else done.
Yep.
And now it's just time to find out who's going to play at all these positions as they make up this 53-man roster. Besides all that stuff, we also had some other football news. It's kind of cool when it comes out. Max Preps, one of the big ones for rankings. Did you know there's 16,000 high school football teams in the country?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. 16,000. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Number 5, St. Thomas Aquinas. By the way, I think St. Thomas Aquinas plays like the top 5 teams. St. Thomas playing like 2 of those teams coming up. One's coming here, and I think they travel to play one of the other top teams.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
And they do it. They hit the road, and now their schedule in at home is not as tough as some other schools down here. But American Heritage Plantation, Patrick Surtain's team, is 12, and Carroll City comes in at 17. Carroll City got a nice little football team this year. And a lot of people think they're going to be good. As far as toughest schedules, I don't know if anybody's got a tougher schedule than Central. Central just loads up, and they play everybody, including that professional team in Orlando. What's the academy up there?
Oh, was it IMG Academy?
IMG.
Yeah.
Basically, come here to get scholarships, and just all your classes are football all day.
That's it. Not bad.
Anyway,
become a professional football player.
Central's going to play them.
I hope they go up there and beat them. It's in Orlando, too?
I'm not sure where it is. I'm not sure where it is. But we got a lot of good football teams. And Dade County's going to be really competitive when you look at Northwestern and Central. And New Orleans expected to have a really good team. Columbus is always good. I'm really curious to see how they look. Southridge, can they have another good season and everything else. So anyway, that's going to be right around the corner. We'll be talking more about that as well.
The Blue.
Yeah, oh, the Blue Meister must
be. Yeah,
oh,
he's jacked up for football season.
He must be going nuts as we get set for football here right around the corner and all the recruiting and all the other stuff that goes with it. We asked this question, if you're just joining us this morning, in honor of Giancarlo Stanton hit two more home runs last night, is now tied for Major League Baseball lead with Mr. Judge from the Yankees. Both have 32 home runs. He's on pace for 50-plus home runs now on the season as he hit two more last night against the Texas Rangers. So, brought me to this. I was just thinking, I was going, man, you know what? For me, the sexiest stat in sports is still the home run. It still is, Zach.
It's hard to argue with that.
It's still king. Chicks dig the long ball, but there's some other numbers out there for other people. And I'm afraid for the home run thing, it's kind of an old person thing, because when you're growing up with Willie McCovey and Willie Mays and
saw a lot of home runs.
All those guys were hitting them back when I was a kid that made it. You know, Reggie Jackson when he was with the A's was another one I had a chance to go watch a lot.
We'll go back to recent history. When was the most popular the baseball's been in the last 25 years?
No.
Maguire
Sosa.
Hit it.
Maguire Sosa, great point.
And Bonds, you know?
And Bonds.
Yeah.
Before we found out he was juiced up like a...
Yeah.
Hey, so let me ask you, has any stats caught, or in your opinion, gone ahead of, for the sexiest at the home run?
I don't know.
And we brought this up, I think quarterbacks, touchdowns. Is two.
I think it has to be two.
Now, is the running back has kind of died out. I think receivers might be three.
It might
be. Catches touchdowns.
See, I throw out there sacks.
You like sacks?
I do.
It's just such an offensive-minded game.
No,
now.
I know that, but you know, there's a lot of good defensive ends in the league. A lot of them are high-profile
guys. You know, it's died out
guys.
A little bit. The rushing leaders.
Yeah, no,
died out a little
I told
bit.
You. You no longer talk about it.
Adrian Peterson was kind of the last of the.
Yeah. The great running backs that are the single guys on a team.
Where you feed him the ball. Just
30 times a game.
Guys the ball like that.
Well, listen, we had a coach
on. We had a guy here go for 300-200-yard games.
We also had a coach on Monday, yesterday on the show, who had a guy who had a pretty good running back on the team that when he left, the whole team went to, you know what, Ricky Williams, Dave wants that. Those days are done. You don't see guys. There's not a lot of teams anymore, if any, that have a plow horse and then just a couple guys after that. You know, Drake's going to get carries. Damian Williams is going to get carries. You're not going to see J.J. with 30 carries a game.
You said something before, and I think you're right. Like, scoring in the NBA used to be kind of a big deal.
Jordan, 30 points per game. Dominique, 29 points a game.
So many guys averaging so many points.
Triple doubles is the new NBA stat. It's the new sexy stat in the NBA, I think. Triple doubles. Yep. The more I look at it.
We just saw a guy average it. Well,
that's why I think they're the sexy stat, because in the beginning of the season, all you saw was Russ and James Harden every other game get a triple-double. And
what
Russ
is,
ended up.
Watch this. What is it for you, Hollywood? Sexiest stat?
Well, I think for me, it goes with rushing and receiving because of fantasy football.
Yeah, it's up there.
I mean, that's a stat that I really focus on because I play
fantasy
football.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think you have to take that into account. We actually asked the question on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show. It's our poll question of the day. What's the sexiest stat in sports? You can reply with another answer if you don't like one of the ones we have. We have home runs, passing touchdowns, receiving / rushing touchdowns, and then points and points per game in the NBA. So you could vote on any of those. And today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mardi Gras Casino.
Where it's always a party, and man, is it a fun poker room, the Big Easy. Oh, man, it's great over there. Yeah, so anyway, we didn't mention, you know, we didn't mention hockey at all because we haven't had a guy score a lot of goals since Pavel Bure left.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what he had when he was down here scoring and then jumping on a jet plane, running back to New York to hang out with his buddies and banging them two at a time there.
Good old Pavel Bure. Oh, the Russian rocket, right?
The Russian rocket. And
I miss him.
Yeah. So anyway, we just threw that out in honor of Giancarlo Stanton.
I think he had 45 one year down here.
Who did? Did he?
Pavel, yeah. One year with this team.
We've been on a few droughts down here, right? Well, we did have a 30-goal scorer in hockey this year.
He's well, not with the team anymore. Rid of the last two big scorers for this team.
He's no longer with the team. We haven't had a guy throw 30 touchdowns. We're talking about how sexy the quarterback is. We haven't had 30 touchdown passes. I'm afraid, has it been Is there a chance that the last guy to do it is you know who?
Did Chad do it that one year? No.
No.
Did the other Chad do it while he was the quarterback?
No.
Jay Fiedler?
No. That was a defensive team.
Yeah.
That was Juan Stitt's defensive team.
Who was before that? 13.
Man, how about all these teams that you mentioned in Green Bay?
Oh, every year. New 30, England. 35, 40 touchdowns every year.
30, New Orleans.
5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns. That's a crazy stat ever. There's been 10 5,000-yard seasons, I believe, in the NFL, and Drew Brees has four or five of them.
Oh, no.
All time.
But he's had some bad teams where he's throwing it in the game.
500 yards
those,
in a game.
Those numbers are a little misleading. His numbers.
Still a pretty good number to have.
Because he's had some bad teams, and he's winging it there at the end of the game, man. Like he's staying in there picking up another 150 yards in the fourth quarter down by three touchdowns with that
big
defense.
Big numbers.
We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man. We've got a lot of stuff to get to still. And, of course, great drama going on in Cleveland. Boy, and I'd love to be doing radio in Cleveland. Oh, my God. How about that? Who had ever thought we'd have a divorce with LeBron and Kyrie and their teams around them? It's gotten ugly. We'll have more on that if you missed it coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, Stanton hits 2 more home runs last night. And let us know, man. Jump on our Twitter poll this morning. Sexiest stat in sports. I still think chicks dig the long ball, man.
I think
chicks,
it's up there.
Chicks still dig. Remember that commercial? I didn't just make that up because people are going, oh, now you're saying chicks? No, that's what I think that was a commercial,
correct.
Right?
It was, yes.
I can't remember. Who did the commercial?
I think it was Maddox and Glavin.
I think you're right.
I think it was Maddox and Glavin.
Yeah, so anyway.
Of course, the two best pitchers in the time of the game, talking about home runs hit.
I think their whole rotation, wasn't it?
Smoltz was in there. Smoltz was a starter.
Starter, and then closer.
We're missing one.
That's pretty damn good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.